Here we have a letter of the Rebbe in volume 12, letter number 4248. Now, Baruch Hashem, dated the 24th of Nisan, Tavshin Ezayim, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing Rav HaChosid, Meir Sheyichya Aftson, living in Detroit at the time. He was a father to many children. Some of his children are buddies of mine. Matter itself, the one that the Rebbe talks about over here, I just met the other day in 770, had a nice, very long conversation. He gave his yeshiva, they gave smicha to my son Mendy. So, anyways, the Rebbe is talking about him over here. See, many times people would ask the Rebbe about a name. The Rebbe didn't. The Rebbe said the parents have to give a name. But the Rebbe is writing to him, Shalom Avrocha, he told the Rebbe that they had a son, the Mazel Tov. And the Rebbe gives him a blessing, that may he be blessed by, from the blessed Hashem, to bring him into the covenant of Avram Avinu. And as you bring him into the covenant of Avram, so to the bris, so he should enter to Torah, Chuppah, Maisim Toivim, study of Torah, marriage, and good deeds. And together with your wife, may she raise him, together with the rest of the family, in a wide way with Parnassa, with blessings of Mazel Tov. Now, he wrote to the Rebbe about the name, what he should name. Now, the Rebbe at that time, I believe, Rebbe at that time had spoken about giving the name Menachem Mendel to many on the Tzemach Tzedek, his name, and my brother himself was also born at that time, a little earlier, but he also was named Menachem Mendel because the Rebbe was saying people should name Menachem Mendel. But this mayor's Aftson, his father was named Gershon. So he wanted to name him Gershon, but he wanted to name Menachem Mendel. He didn't know what to do. So, the Rebbe says, there were many Gershom and Menachem Mendels in the world. So, no worries, you know, name him Gershom and Menachem Mendel. I'm not sure if he suggested Gershom and Menachem Mendel, or he just wanted Menachem Mendel, or he wanted to name his father. I don't know how the conversation went over there. But the Rebbe basically says there is many Gershom and Menachem Mendels in the world. If the father and the mother both agree for that, the Rebbe says, maybe the will, it should be for long days. The Rebbe says, Gershom Menachem Mendel is a good name. Like I said, I just happened to meet him in 770. And the Rebbe asked, there's another question. By Hasidim, especially by Ashkenaz and by Hasidim, we don't give a person to hold the baby by the bris, which is called the sandak. We don't give the sandak twice at the same family. Sandik is considered to be like the greatest honor and the greatest privilege, and you want to share that. So if you were Sandik once, that's it, that family, besides a Rebbe or, you know, special. But other than that, even grandfathers, you know, I just went to my grandson's bris, they named after my father, but I already had one Sandik, so the first Sandik actually, so that was it. So in a family, you don't get. So the Rebbe says he has to be Sandik twice. The Rebbe says, I did not see amongst Hasidim to do so. So we don't do Sandik more than once. But like I said, the Rebbe is different. It would get Sandik more than once.